Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Okay, so lots that we covered in Week in Review this week that are hard subjects. They sit heavy on our hearts. So now we'd like to give you a chance to go into the weekend with some joy to look forward to. The weather may not cooperate, but it's December. It's Boston. We can't let a few flakes this weekend and sleet get in the way of enjoying ourselves. So to inspire us to get off the couch, we have WBUR arts editor Tanya Raleigh to give us a few things we can do this weekend. Tanya, welcome.
Hi, Tiziana.
Take us into the holiday spirit, Tanya. Hello. What is topping your list?
So top of my list is a fantastic vocal ensemble called Skylark. In fact, they've just been nominated for a Grammy Award. They've been around for about 10 years, and they are performing throughout the region this weekend, tonight in Falmouth, Weston, Brookline, and then on Monday in Newburyport. And they're trying out something new this year. They have partnered with a storyteller. Her name is Sarah Walker. And she narrates A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. And as she is telling this very classic story, the group has interwoven carols. And, you know, they're singing them during this live performance. And it's so beautiful. I have a clip for you so we can listen to.
They were not a handsome family. They were not well-dressed. Their shoes were far from being waterproof. Their clothes were scanty. But they were happy, grateful, pleased with one another, and contented with the time.
I want more. Just remind us one more time, Tanya, where and when for that?
So that's the Skylark Ensemble. Tonight, they're performing in Falmouth. Tomorrow, they'll be in Weston, although I believe that show is already sold out. Sunday in Brookline, and then on Monday in Newburyport.
You know, we did a segment yesterday looking at the story of Charles Dickens coming and reading A Christmas Carol live here in Boston. So if you want to warm up before you go to that show, you could catch that on our website, radioboston.org. Okay, so tomorrow night, I hear that the Children's Museum is the place to be. Tell me about that.
It is. They are having a special after-hours event. So if you can imagine creeping into the museum at night, they're calling it the coziest night of the year. The whole museum has been turned into this winterscape. They have a giant snowman. They're calling it Boston's largest. And one of the most exciting things, I think, is something they're calling sock skating. And so the museum, for the past few years, has been building what looks like a little ice rink. And it has an extra smooth floor. And kids can go on there in their sock feet and slide around. Families are being invited to come dressed in pajamas. There's going to be a hot cocoa bar, cookies. They've got special characters who will be roaming throughout the museum, like Jack Frost, Olaf, and museum elves.
Sounds fantastic. So
yes.
that one's the Children's Museum, and that's tomorrow night. I think you've got one more for us on Saturday and Sunday this week.
That's right. So we also have a really, really gorgeous production. This is Langston Hughes' Black Nativity. And this has been running in Boston since 1970. And the music is just so exuberant. Langston Hughes wrote this retelling of the Christmas story for an all-Black cast. It was first performed in 1961 with a full gospel choir. It was an off-Broadway production. And in this Boston production, there are more than 50 singers of all ages. And it just feels so uplifting. You really feel an emotional swell as you're watching this production. It's a story of hope and of community. And it's running through Sunday.
Let's listen a little bit. All right. That is arts editor Tanya Raleigh with a few things you can do this weekend. Tanya, thanks. Will you guys come back and tell us more next Friday?
Absolutely. Thank you, Tiziana.
Thank you. And you can find information on those activities and others at our website at WBUR.org. That's our show for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Tiziana Deering. Thanks for listening. Join us again Monday for Boston Mayor Michelle Wu in Mondays with the Mayor. This is Radio Boston.